Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, very excited to get on the BetQL guest line and welcome in our friend, DC's own Mr. Byron Leftwich. Byron, what up, man? Thanks for making time for us.
Tiger Leftwich.
What's going on, man? Thanks for having me on the show.
What up, Tiger Leftwich?
B. Mitch, what's up, baby?
What's happening, brother? What's going on?
Man, I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
Oh, doing good.
How good is your golf game that he's calling you Tiger Leftwich?
Well, I've had more time now, so I'm getting there. I had a little more time now to play, and I'll say I'm where I want to be.
Look, I told him about the story of the time when you drove the green. You were about 2 feet from the hole, and there was a deer by the hole, and you wouldn't go putt.
Yeah. I can't help it. I'm a Southeast kid, man. You know, we didn't grow up saying
beer. Byron, obviously you had so much success here in D.C. at H.D. Woodson and then at Marshall, then the pros. I mean, really your whole career. Did you grow up as just a huge Redskins fan, or what was that like for you?
Oh, man, I lived and died through it. I can tell you everything. I can tell you every player. I was a big-time Redskins fan growing up. You know how it was in the city. We were everything, just not in the city, but really around the league. You know, the way that the Redskins was viewed at the time then, it was a great time to grow up in the city as a kid. I remember the Super Bowl parades. I mean, I watched every game. I used to cut my TV off when – Mark Mosley was kicking field goals. I remember when B played quarterback. I remember all that, man. So it was fun growing up in the city, fun growing up being a fan of that team.
Well, B, speaking of quarterbacks, how fun is it now following this team and they seem to have found themselves a quarterback?
Wow. That's all I can really say is wow. To watch this young man play at the level that he's playing at is unique. Me coming in as a rookie, understanding how tough a job it is, and for him to come in and to know what he's going through and to see how well and how aware he's playing. what's really special about him is I think he plays with an exceptional awareness. He has an understanding. It looks like he sees all 22 on the field well. The ball is always going in the right spot. You know, right where the ball is supposed to go, it seems like that's where the ball is going. I think he's doing a great job. I think they're doing a great job going into football games, and this kid's been playing lights out.
Byron, when you look at Washington's offense, as somebody that called plays and was an offensive coordinator at the highest level after playing in the league at the highest levels, what do you make of kind of what they're doing offensively and how it's grown game by game?
To not to be there every day just to see what I see from afar, I think they're doing with their no huddle, to me it looked like they're getting to a lot of their offense. You know, and maybe that's how they practice every day. They've probably been practicing like that since they got together. But to see all the different concepts, see all the different things that they get to out of their no huddle, it's really great to see them do that because it's cleaning up the looks. The looks are always clean to him. Teams are trying to pressure out of some of those looks. I guess they're trying to pressure him. But he's doing a good job of having a great understanding of where the ball needs to be. And that's what I think that's so exceptional about this kid is his awareness. His awareness of what's happening to him, the timing that the ball needs to get out of his hand, and him having the awareness of who it needs to go to. It's been exceptional for what I've seen so far.
You know, you look at, like you said, the no huddle and things. Normally they don't put that much on a rookie, but this dude seems to understand what they want next, what the defense is trying to do, and it's like he's already a veteran out there.
Yeah, the way that he's moving, right? And you see him go from a passer to a runner, and he does it right every time. You never see him take his eyes and drop his eyes and start running when he shouldn't. When it's time to run, he runs, and he's able to sit in the pocket and play with awareness. And he has a great feel to know that when I need to be a passer and when I need to be a runner. And that's really hard to do in this league, especially when you're talking about your first, three, four, five games of the season. To see him have that awareness and be able to play like a veteran guy would play, I mean, it's really good to watch.
Talking with Byron Leftwich here on the BetQL guest line. Of course, success at every level at HD Woodson, then at Marshall, then playing in the NFL for a number of years, winning a Super Bowl. Byron, it was interesting because I think this last game for Jaden in the Commanders offense, they didn't get off to that hot start we've become accustomed to. Jaden threw that goal line interception, and there were some misses, right? But then they did get hot. I spoke with some players in the locker room, and they said, you know, this was a lot different because Cleveland played a ton of man, where most secondaries have been attacking Washington via zone coverage. How different is that, and what's that acclimation period for a young quarterback to recognize, like, okay, this is going to be a lot of man. I got to take deep shots versus zone. I just kind of beat them in little chunks going down the field.
It's just really location of the ball, right? That's the biggest difference in zone and man because every zone coverage turns into man at some point. So it's really ball location. And to see how accurate he's throwing the ball and being able to put it on the right shoulder and the communication that he's having with the football to the wide receivers is why you're seeing some catch and runs. You know, you see a lot of catch and runs because of ball placement, especially versus man-to-man coverage. So to see him play the way that he's playing and just to really have a real understanding. The shocking part is the understanding it seems as if he has and the awareness that he played with. I think that's really exceptional. But the difference right, in the throws is really just man and zone. Ball play.
The pass he threw to Terry against the Cincinnati Bengals and then the pass he dropped to De'Ami Brown, you know, just you as a quarterback, you know how putting that thing right in the right spot, but he does it so consistently. I watch him out there. They throw these balls into this big gray trash can, and it'll be days where every coach, every quarterback threw it. Nobody touched the thing, and he'll hit two of them.
Yeah, and I think I think you're able to do that, B. Mitch, when you're a step ahead. When you're a step ahead, when you're a thought pattern ahead, when you're a process ahead of everything. And that's what I keep going back to this awareness. I think he sees it so well that, you know, my thing as a coach, I always want the quarterback, before he get the ball in his hand, I want us to have step one out the way. I'm trying my best to put him in a position to get a step ahead of the defense. And he's making those throws and a lot, and able to make those accuracy, put those footballs where he need to be because he's a step ahead. He knows he's going there with the ball. That's why when you watch the one in Cincinnati, it looked like he got to a check. He knew the guy was free, but he knew he needed to buy enough time just to get the ball up. And that's what I mean about awareness. He knew how far that guy was away from him. He knew how much time he had to get that ball up. And it allowed them to throw an accurate ball because the decision to throw the ball probably was made before it got to his hand.
Talking with Byron Leftwich here. How wild is it for you in your career that you ended up being the offensive coordinator on a Super Bowl winning team with Tom Brady as the quarterback?
Not wild at all, really, at this point. I mean, like I said, coming from, being a city kid growing up in Southeast, it feels as though, everything that I've done is something like that. You know, when I first went to college, I felt that way. Like, man, I can't believe I made it this far. When I went to the got drafted, top 10 pick, I couldn't believe it, kid from where I'm from. And then as soon as you think the football thing's over, I get into coaching. And lo and behold, I'm able to coach, the greatest player to ever play and to have that experience. So it's been fun. I don't think it's done yet. Obviously, I might as well keep going. I keep having these type of moments. But it's really been, a special time for me to just to be able to go through all these different challenges. I look forward to these things, and I'm having fun doing them.
See, if I ever coach, I'm going to be coaching with Brian.
Listen,
I was trying to. I'm always in his ear,
I remember when there was some talk about that Jaguars job, and B was like, "Damn, I might really have to move."
I just think B got the ability to, football from guys that's been around, and then he's an old school football player, right? So with the old school rules, so I think B would be pretty good at it.
I think he could be. I do too. specific to Tom, though, when you were coaching him, you played in the NFL for a long time. You've been at the highest levels of football. What was it about him that was so different?
His ability to focus and make the main thing the main thing. You watch so much with so much going on in today's game with social media, so much media coverage. It's a lot that can be in your head going into a football game. I've never seen a player as clean-minded and as focused on what we need to do that day. I've never seen that before. The ability to be able to focus on a task for 4 hours, that's tough to do. A lot of people can't really do that, but he had the ability to be able to sit there for 3.5, 4 hours and focus and lock in and have a good understanding of what we're trying to do on every play and get the job done. So it was fun, man, to sit over there sometimes. I knew where the ball was going before it would even, like I said, before he even got the ball in his hand, 9 out of 10 times I can tell you who it's going to go to. So to have a guy like that that you call in plays for, it was a beautiful thing to be involved with. Like I said, to have the opportunity to be with a guy like that, the way that he sees football, it was a special time for me.
I used to watch him, man, and you could see he'll look at the defense, take the snap, look one way, and fire it the other way. And he knew, based off of what defense he saw, he knew where the ball was supposed to go. And then I watch other guys who get the ball, then they start looking. If you're looking after you get the ball in your hand, a little too late, isn't it?
It's too late. It's kind of what we were talking about with Jalen, right? When I watch him play, he's a step ahead. Meaning that he's a progression ahead. So you have to be able to, if you wait till you get that ball in your hand to start making decisions, these guys are way too good on the next level. They're going to get there before you're able to make that decision. But the guys that can process it well enough to see what they're seeing, be able to comprehend what I need to do in this moment, because it's tough, right? When you play quarterback, sometimes stuff just happens. Sometimes the three technique, it's Aaron Donald, and he beats your guard, right? And he beats your guy right now. And as a quarterback, you have to be able to make the right decision for your team. And sometimes in those moments, you cannot lose the game. But if you're a step ahead and if you're a progression ahead, you can find ways to make plays in that moment. And that's the way Tom was, and that's what I think is exceptional about this young man, Jalen, is when you watch him play, you watch him play to seem like he's a step ahead of everyone else.
So circling all the way back to Jaden, how much or do you think it's possible or could be coming where defenses get enough tape on him and can adjust, or are some people just unadjustable?
I'm quite sure. I don't really believe in that. I believe football is football. I believe if you can play, you can play. I believe they're already trying to do their best work against them. You know, teams and coaches in this league are extremely smart. They watch a lot of tape and they come up with sophisticated game plans to slow you down. And they haven't slowed them down yet, you know. And so I just think this kid got a great ability to play the position. And I'm quite sure they'll be good and bad like any quarterback, but I think this kid is, you know, set for a lot of success in this league.
Byron, I mean this sincerely. I don't know where you're living now. I know you were last coaching in Tampa. Are you still down in that area, or are you prepared for all this bad weather that's brewing?
No, I'm not in Tampa now. I'm in the Atlanta area.
Okay, so Atlanta.
My daughter went up to Atlanta. They left from Bradenton. They're like, nope, getting away from this.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty bad. Just me being down there, seeing the size of that storm and knowing how that city operated when it rained, it would rain for 2 hours and it would be hard for me to get home sometimes because I was down by the water. So I think this thing got a chance to get real ugly, especially from a flooding standpoint, from a water standpoint. Yep. It don't take much to flood down there, and that's a huge storm, man, and they're talking Category 4 or 5, so we just, you know, hopefully and praying that everybody's safe down there.
Yeah, for sure, sure. I know some folks that have been evacuated already and everything else. Well, Byron, you get up this way, let us know. We'll set some golf up and we'll watch some football, dude.
Will do. We will do. Good talking to you, B.
We got a little a chat that goes with our show, and everybody, this guy's talking about how tough you were when you broke your ankle and they carried you and you wouldn't leave the game.
Yeah, they don't let you do that no more.
That is an all-time wild highlight of your lineman carrying you down the field, because it was like a 40-yard completion they had to carry you for, right?
Yeah, they don't let you do that no more, you know.
Hold on, B, I hear you used to play basketball, man. What kind of game you had?
Oh, man, I had a real good game. I had more of like a Reggie Miller game. I put the ball through the hoop, B. I used to get buckets, B.
I got you, baby, man. We appreciate you, boy.
Thanks a lot, Byron.
Thank you, man.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff, too, man. Thank you.
Awesome interview right there. Thank you, Byron Leftwich, DC legend for real, and Super Bowl ring, offensive coordinator for Tom Brady. I mean, you think about the life and career that dude has had.
Indeed.
It is incredibly impressive. We are out in Ashburn because the Commanders are getting ready for the Baltimore Ravens. Dan Quinn will address the media next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This year, FanDuel is giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. It's the same Super Bowl Squares game you've always known, only way better. That's because your numbers aren't just randomly assigned. You get to pick the numbers yourself. You can pick as many as you like, or you'll get to see the odds beforehand, and you can bet them live during the game. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian and bet on squares. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you'll get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. FanDuel, sportsbook is the official partner, 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Gambler. I'm B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live from out here in Ashburn. And Dan Quinn is talking to the media right now. Let's join it right now in progress.
So I thought, if you ever want to talk about competing and what it would probably look like, pretty amazing career. But all that said, I'm excited to be back at it with the guys today. I'm glad to get rocking with you guys and get started.
Dan, obviously both teams are going to have to deal with this, but dealing with a quarterback like Lamar, what challenges and how much does it keep defensive coordinators up at night to have to
a lot.
Stop with
that? It does a lot, and I had this conversation yesterday with somebody. When you can extend the plays, that obviously, you know, changes how you go about things. And so some quarterbacks need extra, you know, people for spy. Sometimes you want to have zone where there's vision to go, and it's the second play usually that can be the most challenging. A first play may begin as a pass, and then as the second one begins outside the pocket. And he has just had remarkable, you know, success, you know, with his arm and with his legs. And so, yeah, he is absolutely a threat.
And then with Jaden, how much have you seen just from the reverse seeing teams to have to deal with him and just the hesitation that he causes and the big plays that result because of that?
Yeah, it's both things. I was pleased to see with Terry specifically on the deep ball that we had to him and remaining a passer, staying alive, and then absolutely throwing a dime on the run. Like, that is, to me, like, when the whole thing comes together. Because I think early in the season, John, that may have been one where he got outside the pocket and made somebody miss and gained some yards, but not 55 of them. So that kind of opens up in what we were looking for, and we had talked about it early in the season. So he's gaining that, you know, and after, you know, the first quarter or so of the season, where's the, you know, things that we're finding our way about, and that's one of them.
On that play specifically, the long one to Terry,
That's something that you drill, like a broken play, and go through. How do you practice, like, this play is broken, let's make something up?
Yeah, the best way is sometimes you may have a play twice in practice, and you don't want to let the offense, other players know that this might, you know, be something to go, because then you can kind of, you know, half-ass it on the first part of it to go. So it's way more authentic to get outside on this one and now going to convert and go that. But the guys do work hard at that, and it takes work, but the best of the best can do that when those kind of explosive plays come. So, but best to not say it to anybody other than the quarterback.
How do you stop a guy like Derrick Henry? Like, how do you even prepare your guys to stop somebody like that?
I think first off, you better have a really good tackling plan, you know, and that's, you know, what, you know, part of his success through the years. Not only, like, sometimes you see a big back, Nicky, and you just think he's just going to run people over, and he has that part of his game, but he can also stiff arm. We've seen that. And he also has, like, a really good jab step. So when you're thinking, hey, I'm going to go take my shot at him, he puts a foot in the ground to make you miss. And so that's, to me, what makes, you know, part of his superpower, the ability to have all three ways to stiff arm you, lower a shoulder, and then make you miss. Most, not all the time, but a lot of times the big guys may have, I'm going to run you over, stiff arm, and just play that powerful style. But when you put all, you know, ingredients together, you better have a really good tackling plan. And against a player like that, and any good running back, you want to make sure you're having as few a one-man tackles as you can.
The stiff arm, like you said, as few one-man tackles as you can, is that part of the strategy in defending him, is to avoid that stiff arm that he has?
Yeah, you have to work that technique just like any other, where you have to break a stiff arm down before you enter into the tackle. And but that is one of the things that he does, you know, really well, is, you know, so like going through the scout teams and going through the week and evaluating tape, and how do you drill it? Is it the same as playing him live? Like, hell no. Like, there's no one that we have on our team that can simulate him for practice. You know? Yeah, we could, you know, so nobody, but to put it very bluntly, but you can work the technique, and that's what you have to do.
Rivals?
You know, for me, first, you know, kind of getting here and getting started, I didn't naturally think of that coming in because of the division and the history of what the NFC East, you know, has been so much with the teams that way. So that was probably the first thing I thought, with rivalries with Washington of the NFC East. I think there's always a connection when cities are, you know, closer by, but the fact that we're not in the same division and the same conference, you know, for me, my first, you know, time playing Baltimore as a Commander, my first thought was the East first.
Is that something that, like, you talk to the guys, or you feel like there's any extra energy in the building, or is it like it's?
I think it's awesome normal for the fans, but not for the team. It's honestly just, you know, it's not somebody that we play. You play them every 4 years, so it's not like every season twice a year where you just know each other so well. So I think it's really cool for the fans. You know, it's close by, and but past that, it, you know, for us, it's right back to it again.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Road game to Baltimore obviously isn't that far down the road for you guys, and until December, you guys actually don't travel even further than New Jersey. Is there a tangible advantage to that fact in the schedule?
I think there's, you know, looking on it now, it was unusual, and I don't know how many road games I got to go on a bus, you know, to the game, so that's a pretty good gig. We're not, you know, flying from Dulles over to BWI, so going into that and having your time zones into the same spot for a while, I don't know if it's like an advantage, but it's certainly not a disadvantage. You know, when you go on the road and coming back and getting your body clock back into order, that's a big deal. But it helps you on the next week. Sometimes those late nights, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. arrivals, you know, make it more challenging.
And then looking at the Ravens defense, you know, myself coming into it, thought that they blitzed more than they actually do, and said they ought to use kind of a mixture of different four-man rushes and down linemen. How much of a challenge does that present a young quarterback like Jaden?
Yeah, I think what you're probably referring to is, like, they've got a real identity, you know, and they have for a long time, the way they've, you know, played defense and selected players, and, you know, from Ozzie all the way through Eric, and it's been really, really effective. What's happened more, you know, through the last few years is probably more, You know, you're seeing simulated pressures where sometimes it's four-man rush, looks like a blitz, and Baltimore and others, and ourselves included, you know, incorporate some of that to show a blitz, but then play a coverage behind it. And I think as good as the offenses are, you know, you're trying to find every advantage you can. But one thing that's been sure, you know, Zach, he's on it, you know, and as a first-time coordinator to, you know, just there's a real standard about how they play defense. And not only has he upheld that, he lived it, you know, so there's different, you know, understanding of that, I would think from his point of view.
So much this week is going to get made about Lamar and Jaden. What, if any, are the kind of similarities you see in the two quarterbacks in this one?
I would say, if I had to pick one, that both of these two are elite competitors, like at the highest level. And that shows on the tape, you know, the way they extend plays, the way they finish, the way they lead their group. So that's the part. If I was to make a comparison, it would be something intangible like that. Both of them have their own unique ways about them. But in this game, there's all these guys are fantastic competitors. And then, like in most profession, there's the elite, and these two guys are elite at it.
And then your linebackers, you've talked about how close you thought this defense was getting to the level of physicality you wanted. Specific to Luvu and Wagner, do you think they're getting there, and is that reflective of the whole team?
Yeah, I think, yeah, collectively as a defense, you know, we're making progress. And you go through this process to make progress. And that is part of what the whole group is doing. And so at linebacker, you know, defensive end, and this team, you know, they're going to challenge us. No secret that Baltimore's got a good team. And they challenge you in lots of different ways. So I'm pleased with the progress that we're making. We're not, you know, getting the ball and turning it over at the rate that we need to yet, but we're making progress. We're tackling better. You know, I felt our speed more. And those are things that may not show up on the stat sheet, but for damn sure I know what that looks like, and I felt more of that.
I know for you it's another game in the schedule against Baltimore. For this area, it is not.
Right on.
They are losing their minds on both sides of this.
It's fantastic. I love it.
Right? Yeah. You got young guys in your squad, social media members. How do you temper all of that, or do you have to at all?
I think what I try to do all the time, Chick, is really as often as we can, we try to make it about us and our improvement and just being absolutely obsessed with trying to get better and how do we play. And so going into the game, what are the things specifically we want to do better and how do we go after it? And knowing that it does come down to us first, that's how we dig in right away, because there's so many things to do before we even get to the game. So like we got to get today great and throw a hell of a Wednesday, and then we'll get into tomorrow and all the process. But I do like the process for every day. Like, today's about our competition, what we do. Tomorrow we talk about the ball. We did a big push on tackling today, breaking tackles. And in last game, we saw that trajectory going in the right way in terms of our times we were able to make somebody miss and how many tackles we missed. And so when that number goes in the ratio that we like, we're making progress. And so we got to continue to do that with the ball. So to be in the minus, you know, for a game is not what we're looking for. So we got plenty of work to do. And but we just try to make it about this time, how do we get better, and then we'll take it into the next. And then by the time we get to you know, the game day, man, we will absolutely let it rip, and it's going to be an awesome environment. But much to do before we get into that environment. So a lot of work to do before it's go time.
Hi, Dan. Before the season started, a lot of people felt like this Baltimore team, top five team in the league, maybe a Super Bowl contender. And with the way your team has started this season, do you view this game almost like a measuring stick game for your team?
No, we don't talk in that terms of measuring stick. Like, honestly, just you've heard us say, like, there's so many things for us to attack and get better at. So we're not, you know, trying to use this game as a measuring stick. Like, hey, it's no secret, you know, Baltimore's a really good football team, but we're not using it as a measuring stick of where we're at. Like, every time we go, like, we're here to get down and, like, go for it. And so it has no bearing on a measuring stick or any of that. We know how good they are, and, like, we're ready to go fight too. So, yeah, but not a measuring stick game for us.
You know, nationally, locally, they're billing us as a Jaden versus Lamar. If there was a marquee at that stadium, it'd probably be a Jaden picture and a Lamar picture. Do you want Jaden to kind of embrace that storyline in a sense?
Yeah, they're not playing against each other. Both of them would be great cornerbacks. Like, there's no question about it. But, like, they're not playing against each other. Both of them are fantastic players and cause all sorts of problems for defensive coaches. But both of them would probably tell you they got to control what they can, you know, and how well they can play and going to do that. So I respect the storyline for you. But at the end of it, man, like, he's got to absolutely, you know, do his thing and play in the position. And that's what's really cool for us to see, the development at the position. Sometimes that doesn't show up on just a throw. It's checking into, you know, a play against a blitz. It's, you know, checking into a third down play on a screen to Austin to, you know, convert. It's using your legs. And so playing the position and throwing it well, doing all that, like, that's where, you know, the focus is for him. And I know he has great regard for Lamar, like a lot of us do. But, yeah, they're not playing against each other. And so they're playing, you know, their groups against, you know, their respective defenses. But they would both be good corners, I would say that. Yeah. Sure.
Dan, more generally about Baltimore, as somebody who's been in this for a while, what impresses you about their organization and their ability to kind of year in, year out, stay the same, be the same, even when the personnel changes?
Yeah, that is it. And, like, the consistency sometimes doesn't sound like a sexy word, but it's really important, because they've shown remarkable consistency, you know, as an organization. And so seeing how they do their business and how they do things, and they just always seem to be a team that's tough. They got a real identity about them and the way they play and compete. So, yeah, we've got a lot of regard for them as far as standards go. And, like, when we're talking about our own identity, I said it wasn't formed, you know, over 2 or 3 weeks. And so for these guys, you're talking about years. And it's really impressive to see from a coach on the other side of it.
Dan, you were asked before about the similarities between Jaden and Lamar. You might be sick of that question by now, but I'm curious from a technical standpoint how they might be different from what you've seen.
Could you go a little further, like technically?
Comparisons about both being dynamic quarterbacks. What do you feel like they both do differently from one another from what you've seen so far?
Well, I would say, okay, yeah, that part's super easy to go. I would say the second play to begin for both of them, when they can get outside the pocket on a drop back pass, that to me, both of them have like incredible traits to do that. So the same 50 play yard pass that we saw from Jaden to Terry, we've seen that. Both of them had the same long runs in that same space. So is the coverage staying back? Are they coming up? Both of them can process, you know, things really quickly to get in the right play into the right spot. Offensive, they're both different, you know, in the systems that they're in. But, you know, I thought both teams, you know, really feature them on the things that they do best. And I think that's the name of the game. And so adding every year different weapons and how they feature guys into it, we got a lot of regard for them.
You talk.
All right, that's Coach Dan Quinn talking to the media. We're going to take a break here, but when we get back, JP and I will discuss a lot of what he discussed. B. Mitchell Finley,
106.7 The Fan. I'm going to take everybody behind the curtain. I thought I asked a good question to DQ there, and it was because B. Mitch texted me what to ask. So that worked out pretty well. I also thought DQ was dead on about, I think it was 48 asked him if this is a rivalry. And I think for the players in the organizations, it's not, but I think you are cognizant that, hell, he said, he's like, yeah, we're taking a bus there. We realize how close it is.
Yeah, it's just because they're close don't mean it's a rivalry. Normally, a rivalry comes from years and the historical aspect of who beat who when and knocked you out of a playoff or was the reason that you didn't make the playoffs, all that type of stuff. You know, it's not just because they're there.
Right.
So right now, yes, it's a town that both towns think they're the best.
Right.
The football thing is starting to come into it right now, and now even more, we have two very like quarterbacks. We have teams that seem to be built in – they're trying to be built in the same mindset where you have an offense that can run. You have two dynamic quarterbacks, and you hope your defense could be run stoppers,
right.
You know, that type of thing. But to sit up here and act as if the Ravens game is anything like Commanders and the Cowboys and the Giants and the Eagles, you are fooling yourselves. So I understand they're close. Oh, it's a rival. No, no, no. Just because somebody's close don't mean they're a rival, especially when you don't have nothing that they've done or we've done to them to knock them out of the playoffs.
For a lot of the 2000s, the best rivalry in football was probably Patriots-Colts. But that's not a rivalry. You just had two all-time great quarterbacks doing it at the same time.
Yeah.
You know? And so every time
rivalry,
they play...
Ravens-Steelers.
Right.
They're trying to kill each other.
But, like, when the Patriots play the Colts now, nobody gives a rip.
Yeah.
Right? And it's... Rivalries are created year... I think the fans definitely don't like one another.
Yeah, that's
but,
true.
But I think that is more of a result of...
But,
everybody
that's,
being in the same area.
That's the fans. The area. That's the areas. The areas. But ultimately, when you look at it, it has nothing to do with the actual football. But I would say this as well. I think one of the best questions he asked, someone asked him about, you know, what do you tell the players? And you got these jumping about the other team. I worry about us. I think that's the best thing you can do.
His line was so good. He's like, listen, it's no secret. Baltimore is a really good team, yeah. But we're also ready to fight. Like,
see, I can remember when Coach Gibbs would be telling us how good and what the Giants were doing. I heard Andy do it. I've had Norv do it. I had the coaches in high school and college do it. You know what I always said? Put my hand up and say, Coach, tell us how good we are. I could give a damn about how good they are. You know, like we're talking about having confidence. When you start having confidence, somebody sure that they believe in you, you could do some amazing things. But if you sitting up here hearing, I don't want to hear my coach or my dad or my mom tell me how good the other person is. Damn it, tell me how good I am, you know, so I could go out there and battle. If I go out there, everybody think this guy's so good, I might have a little something in me that scares me a little bit. But I always had him. I had to tell him, look, bro, tell me how good we are. And when he said that, I wrote it down. Great answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about how good they are. Well, you know they're good. You watch TV. You right. Follow stuff. But I'm going to tell you, I believe in you. I believe you can go out there and compete with them.
I think there's a healthy balance between, like, respect and perhaps admiration. It'll be interesting to hear Jaden later. I imagine he's going to strike a lot of the same tones that DQ just struck. And one thing that's crazy, recognizing that records don't always tell the story, but the way this discussion is, and then you look at the Vegas line, you sure as hell would think the Ravens were the team that's 4-1 and the Commanders were the team that was 3-2
mm-hmm.
going into this.
Yeah.
You know, like, the everybody's like, oh, man, can you handle this? And it's like,
yeah.
And Baltimore over the last couple of weeks has been super impressive, obviously.
Totally.
You know, they hammer the Bills. They beat the Cowboys pretty good. And then they're able to go to Cincy and get that dub. They lost at home to the Raiders, dude.
Yep.
Football's a funny game. I don't know what's going to happen Sunday. I'm not going to tell you otherwise, but ain't nothing predetermined.
We will see.
When we come back, Eric Edholm joins the program.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.